The Hogfather by Terry Pratchett. Read by James Quinn.
So what's the job? Said Chicken Wire.
We don't do jobs, said Tea Time. We perform services. And the service will earn each of you $10,000.
That's a lot more than the Thieves Guild rate, said Medium Dave.
I've never liked the Thieves Guild, said Tea Time, without turning his head.
Why not?
They ask too many questions.
We don't ask questions, said Chicken Wire quickly.
We shall suit one another perfectly, said Tea Time. Do have another drink while we wait for the other members of our little troop. The door opened slightly. A figure came in, but only just. It inserted itself in the gap and sidled along the wall in a manner calculated not to attract attention. Calculated, that is, by someone not good at this sort of calculation. It looked at them over its turned-up collar.
That's a wizard, said Peachy.
The figure hurried over and dragged up a chair.
No, I'm not, it hissed. I'm incognito.
Right, Mr. Neato, said Medium Dave. You're just someone in a pointy hat. This is me brother Banjo, that's Peachy, this is Chick.
The wizard looked desperately at Tea Time.
I didn't want to come.
Mr. Sidney here is indeed a wizard, said Tea Time. A student, anyway, but down on his luck at the moment, hence his willingness to join us on this venture.
Exactly how far down on his luck, said Medium Dave.
The wizard tried not to meet anyone's gaze.
I made a misjudgment to do with a wager, he said.
Lost a bet, you mean, said Chicken Wire.
I paid up on time, said Sidney.
Yes, but Chris of Praise the Troll has this odd little thing about money that turns into lead the next day, said Tea Time cheerfully. So our friend needs to earn a little cash in a hurry and in a climate where arms and legs stay on.
No one said anything about there being magic in all this, said Peachy.